வல்லேகம்
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 14th of May, 1969, in Columbus, Ohio.
My father was worshipping, so I wanted to imitate. I asked him to give me duty. So he gave me.
Did you wash them and play with them?
Yes. Wash, change dress.
Set them?
Yeah. Everything.
Yeah. You still?
Huh?
You still? Do you still wash them and feed them and play with
them? Yes. And now my disciples, I go. At home I was doing that.
Yeah. What are you reading?
Srimad Bhagavatam. This is original Sanskrit. There are 8 commentaries by big, big stalwart scholar.
These are the commentaries?
Yes.
And this is the text?
This is the text.
What does the Sanskrit sound like?
Eh?
What does the Sanskrit sound like? Is that to be, is Srimad Bhagavatam to be chanted?
Yeah, just like I did some first. Tasmai tubham bhagavati vasudevaya vidhasi Atma madhatta gunoishchannam mahimni brahmani namaha Jasya avatara jayanti sarirashva sariranaha Sai sai sulla bijai deshu avishankati Savaman sarvaloka sambhavaya bhivavaya cha Aba, abatina, sabhagena, ansabhagena, sampratam, purisarisham, namah parama kalyana, namah parama mangala, vasudevaya, shantaya, jyudunam, satai namah.
It's a very beautiful prosody.
Exactly. Poetry writing is very difficult.
Yeah.
They have got rhetoric system. So many words should be first, so many words.
Yes.
Second, you cannot deviate.
Yeah.
And the analogy, metaphor should be like that.
Yeah.
Never, nothing should be twice repeated. So there's Saitya Ratna in Sanskrit. Saitya Ratna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated one great scholar simply by little mistake. Yes. Keshav Kashmiri. Keshav Kashmiri was a great scholar. And Sanskrit great scholar means he must fluently speak in Sanskrit verses, everything.
So everything he says must be done in
that is
perfect Sanskrit verses.
Yes. Very Sanskrit call. Not in prose.
Uh-huh.
He'll go on composing verses. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time was 16 years old boy, but he was very learned logician. So the case of Kashmiri, he was traveling all over India competing other pandits, other learned scholars. So he everywhere he was victorious. So he came to Navodhi. In those days, Navodhi and Benaras and Urupi and Kashmir, 4-5 places were very scholarly.
I have been to Birbhum.
Birbhum?
I've been through Birbhum, yes. Navadip also.
So when he came to Navadip, that was it. In all other places he was victorious. So all the Navadip Pandits, they conferred that Nimai Pandits should be forwarded to talk with him. And if he is defeated by Nimai Pandit, then we become victorious because a boy has defeated him.
Mm-hmm.
But if Nimai Pandit becomes defeated, then we'll get another chance. Oh, you are defeated, boy. Let us come. In this way they make. So Keshav Kashmiri was informed that first of all he had to talk with Nimai Pandit. So one day Nimai Pandit, boy Nimai Pandit was talking with his disciple, student, and Keshav Kashmiri was strolling on the Ganges side. So he heard that this boy is Nimai Pandit, so I got to talk with him. He is a boy. So he went there, and when he was acquainted that Keshav Kashmiri, Nimai Pandit, oh, please come down and see him. So Nimai Pandit said that I have heard that you are so learned scholar, now you are on the Ganges side. You can chant the glorification of Mother Ganges. So you may hear and enjoy. So he was very learned scholar, immediately composed 100 verses. 100 verses. And fluently, very fluently, he went on. Then, out of that 100 verses, in the 64th verse, there was some poetic discourse. The word was Bhavani Bhartar. Bhavani means the wife of Bhava. Lord Shiva is called Bhava. Lord Brahma is called Aja. And Lord Shiva is called Bhava. Bhava means from whom everything is born. Lord Shiva is the father of this Bhava. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that in the 64th verse, we have stated Bhavani Bharta. Bhavani means the wife of Bhava, Lord Shiva. So it is known that she has husband, then why you say Bharta again husband? Yes, learned a story, you can understand, yes. Dirukti dosh, this is called Dirukti dosh. Repeating twice one thing. Dirukti dosh. That is dosh. Dosh means fault.
Means?
Dosh. In Sanskrit word it is called Dirukti dosh.
Yeah, Dirukti, yes.
Di means two.
Two fault.
Rukti means utterance. Uh-huh. And dosh means fault.
Fault.
Yes. Fault, yes. The Dirukti dosh. So he was conscious. Then he said, well, I understand that you are a student of grammar. How do you detect this literary discrepancies? I am your student. Of course, I'm not a scholar. But I have heard that this is told like that from other scholars. I have heard. How could you remember? I cited 100 verses and I remember the 64 verses. Oh, I can repeat the whole verses. How is that we can repeat? How you learn? Oh, that is grace of Mother Saraswati, just like you can compose 100 verses within a few minutes. I can, whatever you say, I can remember immediately. Formerly, that was the system of understanding Vedas.
Yes.
Shruti. Simply by hearing. Yeah. Once they hear from the spiritual master, they remember. The memory was so sharp. Therefore, this Brahmachari system is so nice. They can enhance their memorizing power.
Did the Lord Chaitanya worship Saraswati?
No. He was Vaishnava. But every demigod is worshipped. It is not that one should neglect.
Or respect. He respects Saraswati. Yes. I know one mantra in Bengali to Saraswati. Jaya Jaya Devi Jaya Jaya Sari Kuchuju Sovita Mukta Hari Vina Nandita Pushtaka Hasti Bhagavati Parati Devi Namaste.
Saraswati Stotra.
For poets.
Students are supposed to offer stotra.
Students
especially.
Was that a mantra for students for Saraswati?
Yeah. Vidya, the goddess of learning. Saraswati, in our childhood, we used to say, Saraswati, please, mother, give me, pass this examination. That was our prayer. So, other students, they laughed very loudly, and they saw that Chaitanya has come out very victorious within a second. He said, no, and stop. Then he stopped all these copies, and then, so he was so, I have to talk with you, you're very grand, and ordinary formalities. Then he went away, and he was also great worshiper of Mother Saraswati. Then he began to pray Saraswati, Mother Saraswati, by your grace, I have become victorious in so many places. And what is this that I am defeated by a boy? He is a grammar student. So he began to pray, and Mother Saraswati informed her that he is a god, my husband. So you speak, when I speak. So how can I defeat my husband? There is not. Come on.
Yeah. You can put there. Hare Krishna.
All right. Very good. Then he, father did not attempt to talk with him, he went away. Mother Saraswati advised him that you surrender unto him. That will be your nice problem, yes. So later on he became a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. Keshav
Kashmiri. Mm-hmm.
Keshav Kashmiri.
Keshav Kashmiri. Keshav from Kashmir.
Yes. His name was Pandit Keshav. And because he belonged to Kashmir province, he was Nimbarka Sampradaya, Vaishnava. There are four sampradayas. The Vaishnava devotees, they are coming, one from Lord Brahma and one from Lakshmi. They are called Sri Sampradaya. And those who are coming from Brahma, they are called Brahma Sampradaya. And one from Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is also a great devotee. Out of 12 great authorities, Lord Shiva is one. Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Narad, Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu. Sambhu means Lord Brahma.
Shambhu.
Sayambhu.
Sayambhu
means self-born.
Self-born. Yes.
He is not born of an ordinary mother and father. There was a lotus for the Vishnu, and that lotus he was born. Therefore, he is called Sayambhu, self-born.
I knew a Naga sadhu in Manikarnika Ghat. Named Sambhu Bharti Baba.
Sambhu is another name of Lord Shiva.
Yeah.
Sambhu. Sambhu Narada Sambhu. He is called Sambhu. And Shiva is called Sambhu. Vaishnavaram Jatha Sambhu. So Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kumara Kopila Manu. Kumara. There is a sampradaya from Kumara. Four Kumaras. brahmachari. They were sons of Brahma. When they were born, Lord Brahma said that you now make marry and produce one population in the creation, in the beginning. So they refused, oh, we are not going to marry. We shall remain brahmachari, devotee. Then Lord Brahma was angry. You are refusing your father's order. When he was angry, his eyes become red. From that, Shiva was born. Therefore, his name is Rudra.
Red.
Rudra. Rudra means anger. So when Lord Shiva becomes angry, the whole thing is finished.
Yes.
Sambhu, Narada Sambhu Kumara Kopila, Lord Kopila, the propounder of Sangha philosophy, he is also accepted as incarnation of Lord Kopila. And Manu, father of mankind, who has given the Manu Samhita law. In that law it is stated, Nastriyam Satantatam Arhati. Woman does not deserve independence. Manu has given this. This is Manu Smriti. So, Vedic culture means to follow the regulatory principle.
So from Manu to Keshav Kashmiri is...
No. I am speaking the original authority. So this Kumar Sampradaya belongs to this Keshav Kashmiri. Kumar Sampradaya. Now they are known as Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Shani and Nimbarka. You have been in Vrindavan, you have seen the temple of Make Vihari.
No, I don't remember.
No.
I didn't know the names of the places I saw.
But you have seen the temple.
Yeah, I went to all the temples I could find. But I didn't know enough to know what stories were associated with the temples or what were the names.
No, RCV is the same, Radha Krishna. Only Ramanu Sampradaya. They worship Lakshmi Narayan because it is Sampradaya from Lakshmi. So they worship.
Narayan is another name for Shiva.
Eh?
Narayan is another name for Shiva.
No. Narayan is Vishnu.
Vishnu.
That is Krishna's expansion.
According to Chaitanya, Vishnu is an expansion
of Krishna.
Of Krishna.
Ramadi Muttis, in the Brahma Sangita it is stated, Ramadi Muttis Galani Amena Tishthan Nana Avatara Makarat Bhuvanesha Kintu. Krishna Sayang. Krishna Sayang. Sayang means person, the Supreme Person. Samamava Parama Pumani. Parama means the Supreme. Puman means the Purusha, male. God is male. God is not female. The conception of female God, that is not authorized. Parama Pumanyo. So, female is Prakriti, nature. Parasya Shakti, Vividai Shakti. So, he has got many energies. The whole thing is manifested by energy. Multi-energies. Vishnu Shakti Parapropta. Vishnu, the energy of Vishnu is transcendental, spiritual. Khetra Gakhya Tatha Para. As also this Khetra Gakhya Shakti, marginal potency, that is also transcendental, that is living entities. They are also transcendent. They are not material. Avidya karma sangha anya tritiya shakti rishyate. Another shakti, another energy is there. That is avidya, darkness. This is material energy. So living entity is originally spiritual, transcendental, as good as Krishna's personal energy. But now they are covered by this material energy.
How did the material covering begin?
It began
as the material shadow.
Yeah.
How did we fall into that?
Yeah. That is very natural. Just like, come on. Because Jiva, although Parashakti, he has got independence. So when he wants to imitate Krishna, in the spiritual world, Krishna is the enjoyer. And all others, they are enjoyed. Predominator and the predominating. The Lord is the predominating. So there is no disagreement. There, they know the Lord is predominator. We are to serve. When this service attitude is impaired, so why not? Why serve Krishna? Why not ourselves? That is Maya. Then he falls down in material image. There is no scope. Just like and the government system, there is no scope of freedom. You have to act according to government state laws. So long you are agreement, then you are free. If you disagree, then your place is in prison house. Similarly, Jiva, independent. Not fully independent, but they have got, because part and parcel of God, therefore, that independence quality is there. So when that independence quality is misused, then his place is in the material. Krishna bhuliya jeevi bhogavan chakare. When we forget Krishna and try to lord it over something, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. When I try to imitate His Lordship, then our place is in the material world. We are given freedom, all right, Lord into God here. So here every living entity is trying to lord into God. It's competition. I'm trying, individual-wise, nation-wise, everyone is trying to lord into God. That is material existence. And when he comes to his senses, Gyanavan, that I am falsely trying to lord it over, rather I am becoming implicated with material energy. When he comes to that, then he surrenders. Then again his liberated life begins. That is the whole process of spiritual life. Therefore Krishna says, Sarvadhanman Paritajamamekam Saranamari. Don't manufacture ways and means falsely trying to lord it over, that you will not be happy. Because you cannot lord it over the material nature. It is impossible. If we try to violate the government laws, is it possible for me? No. If I am to live as a citizen, it is not possible for me. Then I will implicate more and more. This is a crude example. Mm-hmm. Similarly, we are part and parcel of the Supreme. Just like there is a story, Udarendriyana, Hitopadesha. You heard the name of Hitopadesha?
Yeah.
Vishnusarana. From Hitopadesha, they say, Aesop's fable was translated. Aesop's fable. There are stories like that. One dog is speaking to another monkey, like that.
Yes.
Hitopadesha.
Jataka tales, I know. Eh? I know the Buddha Jataka tales.
So there is a story in Udarendriyana. Udar means this belly. And Indra, the senses, hands, legs. So all these senses, they confer that we are working day and night, and this rascal is eating simply. So we shall not cooperate. We shall not work. That's all right. Resolution has passed. So they stop working. The next meeting they saw that we are becoming weak. Why?
Then the hand wasn't bringing food to the mouth.
Then they come to the ashram and say, so we have to feed this rascal belly, otherwise we become weak. Similarly, what is this position? These hands, legs are part and parcel of the whole. Similarly, the whole Brahma, absolute, we are all parts and parcels. So we shall cooperate in satisfying Him. Then automatically we become satisfied. If we non-cooperate, then we suffer.
But if you call Brahma the Absolute, how do you make a distinction between Brahma and Krishna?
That I explained the other day.
Yeah.
The sun sign, the sun glow, and the sun God.
Yes.
Apparently the sun sign appears to be very, very big. Mm-hmm. But it is concentrated in the sun glow. And when you enter the sun glow, it is concentrated in the sun God.
Where is the origin of this image of the sun? Where is the origin of this image of the sun? Is this an old Vedic Shastric explanation?
Yeah, that's Shastric. He is incarnation of Narayan. Sudra Narayan. He is powerful. He is driving in four horses. He has got a chariot of four horses and very powerful. Jachakshuri is a Savita, Savita, his name is Savita. The Gayatri Mantra is Om Guru Sat Savitu Bharanam Bhargati Vasadhimai. That is worshipping the sun god.
Do you use Gayatri Mantra?
Yes.
Also? I know some of it. Om Guru.
Yes, Om Bhur Bhuva Sat Tat Savitu Bharanam Bhargati Vasadhimai. Diyo Juna Prachudaya. This Gayatri is called.
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, among poetic meters, I am Gayatri.
Yes. Gayatri is the origin of Vedic knowledge. Without Gayatri, nobody is accepted as competent to study. That is the beginning. Mm-hmm. Spiritual master, Dijak, second birth, first birth by the father and mother. Second birth by the spiritual master, father, and mother, Gayatri.
Do you teach Gayatri mantra to your disciples also?
Yes. Not in the beginning, when they are little advanced.
Prabhupada, can you tell me what you want for prasadam today?
Yes. The same?
Eggplant? Or string beans?
Whatever you like. So give me four chapatis,
yes,
little rice, and any vegetable, that's all. Don't put much butter here. Yes. Old age, we cannot now digest too much butter. That creates, although at night I don't take anything. Once I eat. And in the morning I take little fruits.
Mr. Ginsberg is telling me downstairs that the president is going to come to a higher state.
Nixon,
President Nixon.
In 1 month.
And so.
For the graduation.
He told the students to chant
Hare Krishna to Nixon.
So that he could hear it when he came by.
That ready?
Well, I tell you, my feeling was this. I was thinking about it from a lot of different angles. I was thinking about it from a lot of different viewpoints. One is that there is a lot of resentment of the president and of the government here from the young people who are going to be sent to war, who don't like the war. There is likely to be conflict here when the president comes. One reason this place was picked for the president to come was that it is relatively many police around here. Yes. Many police and very heavy.
Police tank is very heavy
here. This part, police tank, very heavy. So that it would be dangerous to show aggression and to show real conflict. But there is a lot, all that energy that wants to express itself, and basically peaceful energy. So what I suggested was that they greet him by chanting Hare Krishna as a way of manifesting the feeling. I think it would make sense. Because now there are a lot of students who know the Hare Krishna mantra.
Yes.
So they might do it.
When he's coming?
1 month from now. May, was it? June?
For commencement.
Commencement, the graduation.
In some lecture he said that I want to meet some religious heads.
Yeah.
So one of my girl students in San Francisco, and she's very educated. She wrote one letter to Nixon, and I've got the copy.
Yeah.
That Swamiji is spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. It is being appreciated by the younger section. So Swamiji will be glad to see you make some appointment. But he never replied.
Well, this university he chose because it's supposed to be typical of America. So if in this typical university the young people greet him by chanting Hare Krishna, then he may well invite you.
No.
Because I think he was surprised.
I came here with this idea that America, they're in need of these things and they're wanting something substantial. So if some facility is given, of course I am doing my bit as far as possible. But if some organized things are done, a government help or people help, then this movement can be pushed further nicely.
Yeah.
Otherwise, slowly it will be gone, as Krishna desires.
See, as Ginsberg said, he also chanted Hare Krishna for Robert Kennedy before he died.
Yeah, yes.
I think I told you about that, didn't I?
You told me in San Francisco.
Yes. Yeah. So you're two rounds of it. Okay, I have to take a plane today to a Catholic college in New York State. I'll be going up back to New York at 1 o'clock. So I have to go back and pack, say goodbye to the students. It's a pleasure to see you here. Lovely. So maybe we do it again in New York.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go on. Thank you for your words, and thank you for letting me join.
You are already chanting, but if we do together, it will be very nice.
So let's do something together in New York City this summer. I'm free all summer. So is that your convenience this time? Because I'll be free. I don't have any. I don't have any dates or appointments. So if you just let me know, maybe 2 weeks, or somebody let me know a few weeks in advance, I can come down from the farm.
Yeah.
Spend a day with you, and then we chant.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, give him that garden.